Oil prices under the microscope.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, when we take a look at business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Speaking of perspective, if you think gas prices are bad here, a gallon of gas in Europe costs roughly $9 a gallon. Now, a British motorist group has asked the European government to look into oil market manipulation. Similar inquiries have been called for here in the U.S. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
The AA feels there's reason to suspect that the UK gasoline market may be rigged, and it wants the European Union Competition Commissioner to investigate. AA spokesman Andrew Howard says the oil market is much too opaque. He and his colleagues are baffled by the growing gap between the wholesale cost of crude and the price of gasoline at the pumps.
What we can't understand is why we have prices as high as they were in 2008, prices of gasoline, when the oil price is 15 to 20% lower. Something is strange somewhere.
The oil industry strenuously denies that it's profiteering, but the oil companies are certainly making money hand over fist. Yesterday, Exxon reported a 70% jump in its first quarter earnings. President Obama has also called for an inquiry into oil and gasoline prices. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Chevron reports earnings later this morning. Yesterday, Shell reported profits up 40%. It earned more than $3 million an hour in the first quarter. Exxon saw quarterly profits climb nearly 70% to more than $10 billion. Boeing reports earnings later today, but it got some not-so-great news this morning. One of the world's fastest-growing armies will not be using its fighter jets. Boeing and Lockheed Martin lost their bid for an $11 billion contract in India. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
As India's grown its economy, it's also grown its military. The U.S. has gained from that, with contracts for things like patrol planes. But Boeing and Lockheed Martin are now out of the running to provide India with 126 new fighter jets. It's the most exclusive and expensive military contract, says Pierre Tran with Defense News.
Fighter competitions are really in a class of their own. They're the leading edge, the flagship of the nation's defense industry.
The big reason the U.S. didn't make the shortlist is that it didn't offer India its leading-edge jet, the F-22. Tran says Congress tightly restricts who gets the latest U.S. military gear, and it didn't choose India.
That's a bit of a blow to a country's pride. You know, they say, what, we're not good enough for the best?
Tran says fighter jet deals are about more than equipment. The company India chooses will provide it with military training and the chance to learn about the latest technology firsthand. It's a relationship that lasts decades that India won't be having with the U.S. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Blame it on the royal wedding, but the markets seem a little distracted this morning. Paris's CAC 40 is off a quarter of a percent. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell a third of a percent. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added half a percent to close at 12,763. Some bad news from Spain. Unemployment there hit a 14-year high of 21%. That's more than double the European Union average.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. And by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Comer Science and Education Foundation, dedicated to supporting innovative programs making a positive impact on the lives of individuals and communities.
Big Brother is not watching you. After a big brouhaha over location tracking, Apple now says the iPhone does not, in fact, track users' locations, and that the data files researchers found and published last week were really just lists of cell phone towers and Wi-Fi hotspots the phone uses to operate efficiently. John Moe is the host of Marketplace Tech Report. He joins us now. John, good morning.
Hello.
John, Apple has issued a statement saying that the data that it collected was all about Wi-Fi and data network coverage, and that they are not indeed spying on us. But for some reason, that has not settled the issue in Washington.
Oh, the issue in Washington is just getting started. There's going to be the Senate Judiciary Committee has a subcommittee on privacy, technology, and the law. They're going to hold a hearing on May 10th entitled Protecting Mobile Privacy, Your Smartphones, Tablets, Cell Phones, and Your Privacy. So anytime a hearing has the word privacy twice in its title, you know they're really stepping up. And so at the same time, House Republicans are sending letters to a lot of these tech companies asking questions about how data is being stored on devices, where it's being shared. And, you know, anytime you have House Republicans calling for more regulation and more oversight, you know that this is an issue with a lot of momentum in Washington.
Why does this issue have such political momentum on both sides of the aisle?
Well, it's part of a continuum. People have been talking about privacy in Washington for a while. But also, I think a lot of this falls on the tech companies. They haven't been very forthcoming about what their practices are. So it's an easy thing for politicians to take advantage of. The tech companies are making it easier.
Washington aside, are the tech companies going to do anything to change our phones?
You know, the data collection will continue. You can't stem the tides. I think it might mean some changes in transparency, though. That's what a lot of the proposed legislation seems to be about, is about these tech companies saying, look, this is exactly what we're doing. This is what we're doing it for. If you want to change it, let us know. So it's really a matter of what is being collected, how long it's being stored, whether it's encrypted. But the actual collection, I think, is not going to end anytime soon.
John Moe is the host of Marketplace Tech Report. John, thank you so much.
Thanks, Stacey.
The federal government has proposed new guidelines for how the food industry can advertise cereal, soda, and other foods to children. The rules are voluntary, but food companies will be under lots of pressure to adopt them. Among the practices in the crosshairs, using exuberant cartoon characters like Toucan Sam and Cap'n Crunch to advertise sugary cereals. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Memo from the cool kids. They're not just tastemakers, you know, they're social connectors, too.
I hate the categorization of East Side hipsters. These are the people that are really engaged with social media and very likely to share.
And oh, so lucrative. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Plain old book festivals are going all Web 2.0 to get those folks. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.